John Reynolds celebrates a birthday today. Happy birthday, John.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, thank you. Some pretty good Tom Petty tributes over the weekend. The Saturday Night Live, they had Jason Aldean singing for Las Vegas and for, you know, and then sing Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down at the top of the show. Florida, that was at the Florida football game, right?
Yeah, the Florida Gators, the entire stadium at the start of the fourth quarter saying I Won't Back Down. We'll have that in sports at the top of the hour.
And Warren Zanes, Tom Petty's biographer, told a pretty cool story about, you know, his first kind of meetings with Tom Petty. He says 1987, when Warren was in the group the Del Fuegos, they were opening for Tom Petty. And anybody who wanted to smoke pot would go to the Del Fuegos dressing room. Anybody in the Heartbreakers, anybody, because they had the good stuff over there. And so Tom Petty came in for a little bit of that, and Petty said, man, this stuff is really good. Where do I get this stuff? And Warren, who was like in his young 20s at the time, said, well, I got to ask my mom, and I can get you some more. And he said, you ask your mother? And he said, yeah, this is my mom's stuff. And Petty was like, well, all right, whatever, but this stuff is great. So Warren did ask his mom, and she sent along a care package within a few days, and there was some for Tom Petty there, and Petty was very appreciative, and Petty even invited her over to the Petty house next time she was in Los Angeles. So Warren and his mom apparently came by Tom Petty's house the next. I assume they brought something too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and so that really was the beginning that sparked their relationship, their friendship, those two. And many years later, Warren went on to become Tom Petty's biographer. Okay, OJ, he's looking for some companionship. Who does he connect with to get the companionship? The Bunny Ranch in Nevada. Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Bunny Ranch, says word came to him that the juice wanted the hookup. He says, as far as I know, things are going down. But first, OJ's lawyer has to make sure that a visit to the Bunny Ranch does not violate terms of his Nevada parole in any way. Once they clear that hurdle, then he'll be over.
He can't leave Nevada right now, can he? I don't think so.
I think he's got to stay there. But I don't know now, why would that violate his parole if it's legal? You know, it's legal in that area where the Bunny Ranch is set up. But anyways, they're looking into all of that. And
who knows? Maybe he's a federal prisoner and that's a state thing or something.
Be.
Who knows?
Could be. Meanwhile, OJ's people have been shopping his first post-prison interview. And so far, no takers because they're asking for seven figures. None of the networks want to get involved because it would mean advertisers, and they don't want to have to go to explain to their advertisers or hear from their advertisers complaining about an OJ interview. So it may have to be on some kind of, it may have to be somewhere out on the internet where somebody pays for it or whatever. But so far, they've got no takers.
Do you have any interest in watching that?
No, I wouldn't pay any money. To,
not a cent.
For that. No. But, you know, to hear him, if he had some stories about behind bars, you know, that we could pull for free and play in the trash, that'd be another thing. But I'm not paying to watch an OJ interview. Eddie Money has inked the deal for his own reality TV show, tentatively titled Real Money, is what this thing would be called. The show will feature Eddie Money, his wife, and his musician kids, and their eight family pets that they have.
Wow.
Now, you're probably thinking, well, Eddie Money's probably eight family pets. That's nothing in the compound that Eddie lives in. I'm not so sure about that.
Hey, you got a three bed, two bath? What does he got?
I'm not so sure what we're talking about here.
Second floor walk up?
Yeah. That really? Could be what we're looking at here. No premiere date has been announced, but
you got to get out of the bathroom. I got to do my hair.
That's the trash.